We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, White Sox fans. This is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. Happy National Junk Food Day. I'm Bennett Carroll. In the third game of a four-game series, the White Sox won a seesaw battle with the Twins 9-5. The White Sox got it going early against Bailey Ober. Tim Anderson reached on an error to lead off the game, and Jose Abreu doubled him in. Brian Goodwin stepped in right behind him and drove in Abreu, too. 2-0 Sox after one. The Twins were quick to strike back, though. With two outs in the top of the second, Max Kepler put a ball over the fence and right to split the lead in half. Yoan Moncada was hot tonight out of the five-hole, and it showed in the bottom of the third. With Jose Abreu on third base following a triple, yes, a triple, Moncada launched a two-run homer to center field to make it a 4-1 game. That is Moncada's third home run in the last 3 days, technically his third in four games. Top five, Sox are up three, or are they? Miguel Sano led off with a ground rule double, and Gilberto Celestino drew a walk on a full count. The very next pitch, Andrelton Simmons hit a line drive to right field to drive in Sano and make it a 4-2 game. The fifth was the last inning for Keuchel after he finished it out. Final line, 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned, a pair of walks, and 6 strikeouts. His ERA on the year sits at 4.22. Michael Kopech came in for the sixth, and he gave up a solo home run to the first batter he faced, Josh Donaldson. Of course it was Josh Donaldson, to make it 4-3. But Kopech strapped in from there, striking out the next 4 batters he faced before he got in a little trouble again in the 7th inning. He walked Trevor Larnach, and a wild pitch put Larnach on second. Mitch Garver walked on 4 pitches. Runners on first and second, and Nelson Cruz stepped in and we all watched our lives flash before our eyes. Cruz, the White Sox boogeyman, hit a ball on a line to left field. Brian Goodwin chased it, slid forward, and made the catch. Sox survived the 7th, still up 4-3, and that was it for Kopech, whose final line was 2 innings, 1 hit, that earned run from the solo home run, a pair of walks, and 4 strikeouts. But the top of the 8th wasn't as good for the Sox. Ryan Burr came in, and Josh Donaldson, like usual, was first pitch hunting and singled. A 3-1 count, Jorge Polanco took a ball to right for a 2-run home run to make it 5-4 Minnesota. Did Burr throw away our shot at this game? Max Kepler singled before a mound visit settled Burr down, and he got the next 3 batters out to enter the bottom of the 8th, with the Sox down 5-4. It was the first time the Sox were behind in the entire game. But that didn't last long. Adam Engel and Zach Collins both walked with one out, and pinch hitter Andrew Vaughn singled to center. Angle came flying around third and slid and avoided the tag, tying the game up 5-5. Tim Anderson stepped in, looking to extend his hitting streak, and struck out. Two outs now for the Sox, but Billy Hamilton, yes, Billy Hamilton stepped up and snuck a single past a diving Josh Donaldson, driving in Collins to make it 6-5. Awesome. Sox are up one in a close game until Jose Abreu launched a ball to left center. Over the fence, three-run shot. Sox are all of a sudden up 9-5, and Liam Hendricks is coming in to shut the game down in the ninth. Trevor Larnach struck out swinging. Mitch Garver gets to a full count and takes a walk. Nelson Cruz gets to a full count and strikes out. Two outs for Josh Donaldson now, with a runner on first base. On a 1-2 count, Donaldson cue balls a chopper down the third baseline. Yoan Moncada charges, hat flying off. He pumps, he throws on the run, and the ump calls Donaldson safe. They went to a review, though. It sure looked like they beat him. The crew chief conferred, talked to New York, and threw up his right fist. Out. Sox win. Some notes from the box score. Jose Abreu went 3-for-5 with 4 RBIs in the aforementioned home run. He ended up a single short of the cycle, and with those 4 RBIs, he pulls just 3 behind Vlad Guerrero Jr. for the lead in Major League Baseball. Yoan Moncada went 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs and was a triple short of the cycle. Tim Anderson went 0-for-5, his hit streak ending at 16 games. Tonight, the Sox and Twins will wrap up their series at 7:10 p.m. Central Time. Dylan Cease is set to do battle with Michael Pineda.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
In the minors, the Knights fell 4-3 to the Durham Bulls. Eloy Jimenez made a diving catch, and let me tell you, everyone's hearts were in their throats. But he got up and ended the game 1-for-3 with a single. Davey Grillon went 3-for-4, and Mikey Matuk hit a home run. Jonathan Stever started and took the loss, throwing 5 innings, allowing 7 hits, 3 runs, all earned, a walk, while striking out 7. The Barons shut out the Chattanooga Lookouts 3-0. Romy Gonzalez drove in 2 runs on a home run. Yolbert Sanchez made his AA debut and went 1-for-3. Taylor Varnell also made his debut for Birmingham as the starter and threw well. 5 innings pitched, 3 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. The bullpen combination of Felix Paulino, Andrew Perez, and Lane Ramsey combined to throw 4 innings and strike out 10. And speaking of shutouts, the Dash kept the Jersey Shore Blue Claws from scoring all night long with a 6-0 win. Lennon Sosa went 3-for-3, and Luis Curbelo went 2-for-4 with a double. Yoelki Cespedes went 0-for-3 with a run scored. Bailey Horn started and threw 3 scoreless innings, walking 3, but striking out 5. Declan Cronin threw a pair of scoreless, Wilbur Perez added 3 more, and Caleb Freeman closed it out with a shutout inning of his own. And you want something exciting? The Kannapolis Cannonballers battled back from 5-3 and 8-5 deficits to beat the Fayetteville Woodpeckers 10-8. Samil Polanco went 5-for-6 with a double and 3 runs. Jeremiah Burks went 3-for-4, and Harveen Mendoza, Cabrera Weaver, and Luis Mieses each added doubles of their own. Matthew Thompson got beaten up as the starter, throwing 3 innings and allowing 5 hits, 5 runs, all earned, walking a pair and striking out 4. The 2019 second-round pick has an ERA of 8.59 for Kannapolis this year. The back of the pen really shut it down for Canny as Sammy Peralta threw 3 scoreless innings of relief and struck out 4, while McKinley Moore got the save and struck out 2 in a scoreless 9th. Some notes from around sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo won his first NBA championship. It's the Bucks' first championship in 50 years. That will do it for this White Sox wake-up call. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/SoxMachine. If you enjoy our work and want to support, visit patreon.com/SoxMachine, as we have several different tiers of support, starting at just $2 a month for exclusive content, ad-free podcast and website, and first crack at our new swag. Enjoy your Wednesday, and go White Sox!
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.